Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nayarodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lemon fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lemon. Carew moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Erik Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. 1 out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0 for 1 in the game. Childs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Childs moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Childs moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Childs scores. Wilfong moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Nairodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford bunts towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Norwood trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Weiniger moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.